This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith.
It was just weeks ago that people were gasping at a $1 billion price tag for the Los Angeles Clippers. That was double the previous record for an NBA franchise. Now there's word former Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer has signed an agreement to buy the team for $2 billion. This, of course, comes on the heels of owner Donald Sterling's racist remarks. $2 billion. Are the Clippers possibly worth that much? From KPCC in Los Angeles, Ben Bergman reports.
Yes, it's true the Clippers have gone from being the butt of NBA jokes to being one of the league's most exciting teams. Both the NBA's and the Clippers' TV deals are up soon, and these are boom times for sports rights. The Dodgers have an $8.3 billion contract with Time Warner. The Lakers have a $3.6 billion deal. But when it comes to L.A. sports, the Clippers are still on the bottom rung, says longtime sports agent Lee Steinberg.
This has been a Laker town. The Lakers have held the heart of the city.
Need proof? Consider that even as awful as they were this season, the Lakers trounced the Clippers when it came to TV ratings. Still, there are now 7 regional sports networks in L.A. that all need games to fill their schedules and drive up carriage fees. It's also driven up the Clippers' sale price and created a feeding frenzy among buyers. The remarkable speed at which the sale has happened is bad news for buyers, though, according to sports attorney Darren Heitner.
There's a very small opportunity for them to conduct any due diligence. They sort of have to put their money where their mouth is now or potentially lose out on buying the franchise.
For Ballmer, recently retired from Microsoft with plenty of time on his hands and $20 billion kicking around, it may be a risk he's willing to take.
In Los Angeles, I'm Ben Bergman for Marketplace.